Dear friends, God invites us to bring each anxiety that we have to Him, and then the result, we are brought into His peace, and as we keep following God's word, He will keep us in His peace. These are great blessings. There are six parts to this instruction that I began to share with you last week. If you take a look in the circle there, you can see all six of them. So last week we looked at the first two. The first one is know, K-N-O-W. Now I spent a lot of time on that, but as I mentioned, we were laying the foundation. We want to have a very firm foundation, so we took a look at a number of things that are true about the Almighty God. And then we went on to the topic of remember. What are we to remember? We are to remember that the Lord is with us in order to help us. So even if we don't feel like He is there, God has told us that He is there, so we want to believe what God says over how we feel. Let's go right on to part three here then. So in part three, God tells us, do not be anxious about anything. God doesn't merely tell us what not to do. God tells us what we should do. So He says, do not be anxious. And then He says, bring everything to Me in three ways. So God wants us, first of all, to go to Him in prayer. So God is saying, whatever is troubling you, no matter what it is, bring it to Me in prayer. And then we are to ask Him. So we have this particular issue, and God is saying, come to Me and ask Me. And right here, I want you to take note of this. When we ask Him, He wants us to be very specific. Don't just say, oh Lord, I'm not feeling quite right, help me to feel right. No, He wants us to be very specific, and that way when God answers the prayer, what happens? Oh, He gets all the credit. So He wants us to be specific, and then when we're dealing with things that are troubling us, things that make us anxious, God is saying, while we are praying, while we are asking, we should do so with thanksgiving. What does that mean? We've got some kind of a problem, but at the same time, oh, wait a minute. I'm alive. I'm blessed in a number of ways. So God is saying, remember those blessings that we already have. And that's going to take the edge off of our anxieties. So whatever is making us anxious, it's a real simple thing, give it to the Lord. Peter made a similar invitation in 1 Peter chapter 5. You might be familiar with the passage. He wrote, casting all your worries upon Him, talking about casting them upon the Lord, because He cares for you. So the Lord has big enough shoulders to be able to handle whatever we can give to Him because He deeply cares about us. He's saying, don't hold on to them, but rather cast them upon Me. It's a great invitation. I have a little practical section here I want to share with you. The practical section is laid out right in the brochure. But here, though, I'm trying to say to try this even today. So first of all, think about your anxieties. You want to get out a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, and then write down every single thing you can think of that is troubling you. After you write them down, then item by item, give them to God in prayer. Tell Him the details about every single thing that is concerning you. And then, after you give each one to God, like, okay, I gave this one to God, what are you going to do with it? You're going to cross it off. I gave the next one to God, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to cross it off. What's the reason for that? God wants us to understand that when we have given it to Him, now that item is in the hands of God. It's no longer in my hands. Hey, I'm crossing it off my list. I've got that one done. It's in the hands of God. Does that make sense? And then we deal with our thanksgivings. So this is some additional writing here now with our pad of paper and our pen or pencil. So write down God's blessings. We could go on and on, couldn't we, writing his blessings? But let's remember especially the most important blessings. So God has given us his own son. God has given us the forgiveness of our sins. God has made promise after promise after promise to us. God has gifted us with eternal life. And then we could go on to food, clothing, and shelter, family, friends, church, job. The list would just go on and on and on. So after you write your list of thanksgivings, now what do? Now go through that list item by item, name the item, and give thanks to God. But what should you not do here? Do not cross those items off the list. We want to keep those items, so do not cross them out. And then, sadly, we have to come to the word repeat. So this is important too, though. If anxieties return, now I'm going to try to give you the formula so you can deal with your anxieties once and they won't return. But can any of us do anything perfectly? We can't. So when they return, though, what should we do? Right away, we should give them to God again, and then we should focus on the great blessings that God has given to us. Let's go on to part four. Part four is receive. What does God promise us? And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So take a closer look there at those words. Does God promise to remove every problem in our lives? What do you think? No, he doesn't. Does God promise to make every circumstance pleasant? No, he doesn't. Does God promise to give us his peace? Yes, he does, and that's a great blessing. Let's be sure of that. Does God's peace always make sense? In other words, here we are in Christ and at peace, and yet our circumstances are miserable. And this guy over here looking at us, he's thinking, why are you at peace? Like, things are a mess here. Why are you at peace? It doesn't make sense, but still, though, we can have God's peace, and that's his peace that passeth all understanding, as we think about the King James Version. Does God's peace have an important connection? Now, this is a really important question here. I hope you picked it up from the Bible verse. It does have a really important connection. So we have God's peace right here. And what is God's peace connected to? It's connected to Jesus Christ. So when our peace is in Christ Jesus, our peace is not in our circumstances. Let me say that again. Our peace is in Christ Jesus, not in our circumstances. Christ does not change. So we can be at peace, and that never has to change because Christ is our solid rock. He does not change. So what can we say here? By grace through faith in Jesus, we are forgiven. We have eternal life. God is our gracious Father. He hears our prayers. He is with us. He has a plan for us. He guides us in our lives through his holy word. So these are some of the wonderful, wonderful things that we have. God wants us to know that we have them in Christ Jesus. Part five. Part five is on the topic of replace. I think this is generally the part that most people don't know, they miss out on. And what they do is they take what they're anxious about, they give it to God, they receive his peace, and very shortly after that, they're anxious again. That, I think, is the typical pattern of Christians. What are they missing? They're missing part five. So this is very important. Giving an anxiety to God doesn't mean anxious thoughts will never return. Keep that in mind. So we can take something we're anxious about, give it to God, but it doesn't mean the anxiety is not going to try to return. Therefore, what should we do? It's so important that once we've given the anxiety to God, we immediately fill the void with the contents of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. What's in that chapter? It says to us, think about all these different things. Whatever is true or honorable or right or pure or lovely or commendable or excellent or worthy of praise. So what is the Bible telling us to do? We were anxious about something. We gave it to God. We received his peace in return. But the thing is, though, we have like this hole within us. This hole was filled up with all the anxieties. And if we don't fill that hole up with something good, those anxieties are going to rush right back in. So all these words are pointing in the direction of what we fill that hole up with. So that way, when those anxieties try to come back, oh, there's no place for us. That hole has already been filled. These are the things to fill it with. Think about it this way. Since our minds will dwell on something, let's starve our minds of negative thoughts. And let's feed our minds with positive thoughts. So what we have in verse 8, those are all positive things. God is saying, once you've given your anxieties to me, then you focus on all those positive things. You feed your mind with all these positive things. That's going to fill the void within you. That's going to make a huge difference in our lives. And should we keep doing it moment by moment, day after day, week after week, for the rest of our lives? By all means. All this is much easier said than done. But what I'm trying to help you understand is an important biblical formula that God has given to us. So these aren't my own ideas. This is what God is instructing us to do. And if we follow his word, it is going to be a great, great blessing. What are these positive thoughts that we can put into us? Well, you could ask yourself these questions. What is true about God? Oh, I'm going to put the thought in me that God is almighty in power, that God loves me with an everlasting love, and so on. What has God promised me? Oh, God has promised me the gift of eternal life through my Lord Jesus Christ. See, these are very positive things that we can think about and put into us. What blessings has God given me? Hey, God has given me family and friends and a church and food and clothing and shelter and on and on and on. We could think about the blessings. What has Jesus done for me? He is the very Son of God. He came down. He put on flesh. He lived for me. He died for me. He made the way for me to enter paradise. Now, what is my blessed situation? Oh, right this moment, I have food, I have clothes, I have shelter, I have the gift of eternal life, I have people who love me and care about me, I live in one of the greatest nations in the world. We could go on and on with these situations that are present and true for us this very moment. So I invite you to hang on to a brochure, and anytime you're anxious, go to these different things, go through these exercises, and God will work through it in order to give you great blessings. What about part six? Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. So what is the idea here? It's one thing when we know the contents of Philippians 4. When we know the contents of the brochure, those can be important things, but if we only know it, but we don't do it, it's not going to help. So knowing is important, but practicing is essential. That's what I'm trying to say here. So as we think about this circle again, when anxiety comes, what should we do? We should know God's word of truth. So if you're anxious, get into the Bible. Start reading. Read slowly. Read thoughtfully. God will bless you. Part two on the circle, remember. What are we to remember? We are to remember that the Lord is near. No matter how much I feel alone, let us remember the Lord is near. Part three, give everything to God in prayer and even do so with details. Part four, receive his peace. And remember that peace is always connected to our Lord Jesus Christ. So the peace is not connected to the circumstances. The peace is always connected to Christ. What about part five? Replace. So we are taking the negatives that try to fill us, and we're going to replace them with the positives. So go ahead and ask yourselves those questions I mentioned earlier. Ask those questions. That will give you all kinds of positives. And then you can fill that void with those positives. And then number six here, again, it's simply saying practice. In other words, put this circle into practice in your life. And every time an anxiety comes, work your way through steps one through six. Keep doing so over and over again with every single anxiety. When we think about the Christian life is not pretending that problems don't exist. But think about this, so the Christian life is learning to face real problems with a real God, with real unshakable promises, and with real confidence in Jesus Christ. And then the final part here would be the trade. So I've talked about trade in a sense in a number of different ways already, but let me summarize like this. So when anxiety comes, let us remember, so this is kind of a general way to think about it, let us remember to give God our worries, our fears, our uncertainties, our needs, our future. Let's give it all to God. And then, what is the next step? Trust what God gives to us. God is giving us his promises, his presence, his forgiveness, his help, his peace, and the gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Since the Lord is near, bring your concerns to him and rest in the peace that is yours, that God so much wants you to have in Christ Jesus. This would be a biblical way to give our anxieties to God and receive his great blessings of peace in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for making us righteous through Jesus. Now, day by day in our lives, help us to keep practicing steps 1 through 6, and we pray that you would work through those steps in order to keep each and every one of us in your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.